been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you. We are in Long Bay. If you don't know where that is, it's in the Turks and Caicos. And coming to you specifically from the beach enclave right here, literally as the name implies, on the beach. Of course, you can always reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's do that right now. On the phone from Escanaba, Michigan, a youper, Victoria LaFave. Hello, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So how can I help you?
Well, when I had emailed you, I was emailing regarding a issue I was having with Delta Airlines, where I had three vouchers that they were not honoring, and they were older vouchers for $125 each. And I spent hours on hold at Delta Airlines at two different 800 numbers. This is up about 12 days ago. And it was very frustrating because I would email and then I would call. And at the end of the call, after being on hold, I ended up just getting a voicemail saying, a message saying, I'm sorry, there's no one available to take your call. Your call is very important to us. And then it would just hang up. So then I would email and I didn't get a response with an email. And I tried messaging Delta Airlines asking if I could please use these vouchers. And
all right, so Victoria, let me just stop you for a second. You said they were older vouchers. How did you get the vouchers to begin with?
Well, our flight was canceled years ago. They were from 2008.
Wait a second.
So,
Victoria.
Yeah, they were old, yeah.
Victoria, that's not old. That's dead.
Yeah, they were really old. But I had them in front of me. They were paper vouchers.
I know, but it doesn't matter. But wait a second. It's one thing if it happened in 2020 during the pandemic, and if somebody gave me a gift card to Macy's from 2008, do you think I could use it today?
I'm not sure, but it ended up working.
No, that was a rhetorical question. The answer is no. The answer is you can't. They do have expiration dates. That's, by the way, that's the tyranny of so many gift cards. People don't realize if you don't use them, that's just money in the bank for the store because they're not going to honor them after the expiration date. You're talking about vouchers that are 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So one woman told me that I could use them at the airport. And so I tried the airport and she said, no, they're too old. But I think you should try messaging Delta. So I did. I went to message them on their website. That didn't work. So I waited until earlier in the day. This was late at night one night. And I tried it one afternoon. I sent a message and said, I'd really like to fly to Detroit for a family wedding. Could I please use these vouchers? I sent her a photo of them and she looked into it and said, yes, I've given you, this was a live message chat that I had on their website and their app actually. And she said, yes, I've talked to my supervisor. We've agreed to give you the $375 credit. So I actually flew Saturday to Detroit with the vouchers.
Victoria, I am sitting here in absolute shock and amazement. You are one lucky woman. You really are. I mean, yes, you've given me hope to go into my dresser drawer and try to find 15-year-old vouchers to see if I can do the Victoria approach. But you know what? I have to tell you, and I want to tell all my listeners this, you are really the exception to the rule here. It doesn't usually work that way. Oh, my God. Look, the first thing you said to me is, these vouchers are really old. And then we found out how old they were. Somebody was in a really good mood at Delta that night to be able to pull that from the supervisor and do it. Congratulations. But will you make me a promise, Victoria? If your flight gets canceled again by any airline and they give you a voucher, make yourself a reminder every 3 months that at the end of 12 months, you may have to take them to an art supply store and frame them because they may not accept them.
I will do that, yes. I had forgotten about them.
Yeah, well, you know what? All I can say is congratulations, because that is not a story I've heard a lot of. So go with God, but don't do it again.
Well, good. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks again, Victoria. I really appreciate it. All right, let's go to some emails. Right, you got it. Let's go to some emails right now. Here's one from Karen who writes, I booked a round-trip nonstop flight from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Charles de Gaulle for November 3rd to November 14th through Travelocity. I received an email last week letting me know that the particulars of the flight had changed. My flight to Paris as of now has not changed, but my return is Charles de Gaulle to Minneapolis-St. Paul with a layover in Detroit. If I wanted a layover, I would have chosen one of those flights and a layover. Someplace I wouldn't mind being laid over. Not Detroit, okay. But why can't the airlines offer you choices when they change your flight? Well, under every airline contract that I know of, they reserve the right to change the flight as long as they get you to where you need to go. However, once they do change the flight, what have they done? They've officially canceled one of your flights, and under the DOT rules, you have the right to get a full refund. Or you fly that route. That's your choice. Or you become the new ambassador to Detroit. There you have it. So I hope that's helpful, Karen. But you know what? Once again, just like we just had with Victoria, get on the phone, have a conversation. You might be surprised. They might actually give you some special papal dispensation. That music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody, when we come back. More from the Beach Enclave in the Turks and Caicos right after this.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues. And of course, you can always reach me. I tell you this all the time. Just go to peter@petergreenberg.com and send me your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Right now, just outside of Tulsa, I've got Jean on the phone. Hey, Jean.
Hi, how are you, Peter?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, my sister and I are trying to plan a trip to Quebec City in December. She is flying out of Madison, Wisconsin, and I will be flying out of Tulsa. And we're trying to meet somewhere like in Chicago and then fly the rest of the way to Quebec City. We can find flights that can get us to Quebec City, but we're having problems like finding trips coming back into the States that are compatible. I don't know if you have any other suggestions that we could try to get back, or do we just
fly out
on our own on the way back?
Well, can I ask a really stupid question? Here it comes. And that is, you will go to Quebec with your sister, right?
Yes.
And you get along with your sister, and you love your sister, and you're going to have a great time there. When it's over, do you absolutely have to fly back with your sister?
We don't. we just kind of like flying back home at least part of the way together, and that's what we're wondering.
Well, I'll give you the real problem here. The real problem is I could probably figure something out that you could do that, but the cost of that trip would be much more expensive because remember, Tulsa, Oklahoma will connect you through Dallas in many cases to get you to Quebec because that's the American Airlines hub. She's coming from Madison, Wisconsin. That more likely will get you through Chicago, which is United Airlines.
Right.
Did I guess right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you understand the problem now?
Right. Yeah.
I have a better idea. Here's a better idea. For those people who are regular listeners to the show, you know I have a mad love affair with Madison, Wisconsin, because I went to the university there. I'm a Badger. So why don't you do this? Why don't you both fly home through Madison and spend 3 days together there and then go home?
Well, that would be a good idea, too.
See? And if you do that, then you have to call me, and maybe I'll come up and we'll have a cheese curd together.
Okay, there you go.
That's the way to do it. Otherwise, you're going to end up spending so much more money than is necessary for a flight that's under 3 hours in total once you make a connection. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, and that's what we're finding. So,
you know what? Give your sister a huge big kiss goodbye in Quebec and call her 5 hours later when you're in Tulsa and she's back in Madison, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, you got it, Gina. Have a great flight and say hello to all my friends in Wisconsin for me. Thanks again for the call.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You got it. Now, here's an email from Ed, who writes, I have two items. They both stem from the same basic concern. I'd love to cruise again, but need to know my wife and I are safe. We're semi-regulars on Norwegian cruise lines, and all crew and passengers must be vaccinated, and they're also conducting a PCR test just before boarding. This is great, but what happens when you get to port? You're likely to be exposed to unvaccinated people once on shore. Let me ask you a question, Ed. I'm assuming you're vaccinated. I'm assuming your wife are vaccinated. I'm assuming you're exposed to unvaccinated people every 15 minutes in your daily life, on the streets, at a restaurant, on public transportation. The whole idea is, the good news is, you're both vaccinated. And I'm assuming you're both practicing social distancing and you're wearing masks at appropriate times. There are many ports, by the way, and a growing number of them that require full compliance of the ship of vaccination in order to be able to dock there. So there are things that are being taken into account that make it a little bit easier and make your risk factor go down. But, all right, so that's the first thing. And you wanted to know what cruises spend the most time at sea and minimal time docked at port. The answer is most cruises. Very few cruise lines, which, by the way, has been a problem for me, very few cruise lines have spent enough time understanding that to really and truly immerse yourself in a culture, you might want to sail in at 8 o'clock in the morning and not leave at 5 in the afternoon, and maybe overnight, and give your passengers an opportunity to at least try to immerse themselves in the local culture and have a better experience. Celebrity is one cruise line that's doing that on many of their European itineraries, offering overnights. A number of other cruise lines are considering it. I'm a big fan of it. But if you're just looking to, by the way, if you're just looking to not go ashore, you don't have to, nobody's forcing you to leave the ship when you get to a port. I know a lot of passengers who never leave the ship. They just like being on the ship. So there you go. And the thing is this, if you're looking for vaccination rates that are high enough, which is your second question, keep in mind that we've morphed in this country from a focus on the vaccination levels of where we're going to the vaccination levels of the people who want to go. And I think that's a much more appropriate way to look at it, or you would never go anywhere. So my advice is you don't have to leave the ship, but if you do, remember, you have your vaccination. I'm presuming you're going to also have a flu shot and a booster. You'll be in pretty good shape. All right? That music means we're out of time for the entire show. I want to thank the entire staff at the Beach Enclave right here in the Turks and Caicos, and, of course, my old pal Ellen Asmodeo for putting this trip together. We'll see you next week, everybody, from another location somewhere around the world. And remember, you don't necessarily always have to leave the ship, right? Today, what is a ship? It's a floating city which somehow happens to go to ports from time to time. So I think you'll be okay. I hope that makes sense. And once again, thanks to everybody here at Beach Enclave for making this happen. A great trip. And of course, Turks and Caicos, they've got the insurance policy mandate as well. Another protection for you when you come up, Ed. Okay? All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.